This is Lee Arnold. The Mutual Broadcasting System presents the International Festival of Country Music, recorded live at Wembley Arena in London, England. More than 40 artists annually appear at the Wembley Festival, making it the largest event of its kind in the world. This week's show features Terry Gibbs, Kris Kristofferson, Marty Robbins, Billy Swan, Mel Tillis, and Porter Wagoner. You'll hear the best in live country music, and we'll be going backstage for exclusive interviews with your favorite artists. Let's go to London now, where 10,000 fans await the beginning of the most exciting show of the year, the International Festival of Country Music. Making her first appearance here at the International Festival of Country Music, let's hear it for the Horizon Award winner at the Country Music Association, Miss Terry Gibbs.
Appreciate that. My goodness. What a super audience. Thank you. Yeah, I'd like to say what a pleasure it is to be here and be a part of the Wembley Festival. I always wanted to come to London, and so this has really, really been a treat for me. It's been terrific. Terrific people here.
Oh, misery river, won't you take
you stole the love in my heart, and all he left me was alone. So as a river, I've come back to you. It seems you're my only friend. Tonight you'll be drifting down the dead sea, so please take me back home again.
Go backstage to talk with Terry Gibbs about her hometown of Augusta, Georgia, when the International Festival of Country Music returns. Terry Gibbs has had a very interesting life, and she shared some of her moments and her thoughts with us backstage.
What's the reaction when you go back home now? Because it's really been, if yours has been a Cinderella story, that's been it. You worked so many years and so hard trying to get to Nashville via the demonstration tapes and working in clubs and places back in your native Georgia. What's it like when you go back home now? Are you in the celebrity status as far as the hometown folks are concerned? Are you still just Terry Gibbs?
I'm Terry Gibbs, just Terry Gibbs to my close family and friends. It's a little more of a celebrity type feel, I guess, with the people in Augusta, Georgia. If I go out shopping or something, I end up signing lots of autographs, and people ride by my house and pull up in the driveway, and you know, this kind of thing. It's just it makes you feel really good. You know, they stop you on the street and this kind of thing, and it's a good feeling. You know, for quite some time now, I've been doing quite a lot of traveling, about a year or so, and already I've had the chance to go a lot of places I dreamed about, and I met an awful lot of nice people along the way, but it didn't take long for me to find out that, well, no matter where I went, there was really no place like home. And I want to do a song for you now that's a real special song to me because it takes me back home just a bit.
Georgia, Georgia, the whole way through, just an old sweet song, it keeps Georgia on my mind, Georgia's on. Oh,
The Wembley Arena looks like a movie set from a Wild West film with Indians, gunslingers, and cowboys on the loose. People from all over Great Britain gather for the event.
How long you been into country music?
Oh, ever since I went to Texas last year.
Oh, you went to Texas?
Yeah.
What was your impression of the United States?
Very impressed. Still waiting for a visa from the government to immigrate.
Stay with us for more of Terry Gibbs and the International Festival of Country Music, recorded live in London, England. We had a chance to talk with Terry Gibbs backstage.
Terry, it's been a while since we've seen you, and the last time was back in the States in New York, and here we are together in London.
Oh, that's right, yes.
It's a long way from home.
Oh, I'm telling you, it really is.
Looking to the kind of shows you do now, and you've been very, very busy, both record-wise, personal appearance-wise, television-wise, press-wise. When you get out there and perform, no matter what kind of place you're performing, whether it's a concert hall or a club or before 20,000 people like here in London, England, what song gives you the most satisfaction when you're sitting down playing it?
I have to say that in all the songs that I've played and all the reaction that I've gotten, I've never gotten any better reaction from a song than Somebody's Knocking. I think that song's going to be a standard.
Coming up next, Marty Robbins, Porter Wagoner, Mel Tillis, Billy Swan, and Kris Kristofferson in concert. But first, this message. This is Lee Arnold. I'm backstage at the International Festival of Country Music here in London, about to make my way to the stage to introduce our next artist. I see the band coming out now, so let's go to the stage. Here's the country superstar who's pleased you before and he's back to entertain you again. Magnificent Marty Robbins.
More like singing the blues, cause I never thought that I'd ever lose your love, dear. Why'd you do me this way? Well, I never felt more like crying all night, cause everything's wrong and nothing ain't right without you. You got me singing the blues. The moon and stars no longer shine, the dream is gone I thought was mine. There's nothing left for me to do but cry like I over you. I
never felt more like running away. Why should you go? I couldn't stay without you. You got me singing the blues.
Oh, honey! Well, all right! Oh, you got it, baby!
Driven a darkness over me since my true love walked out the door. Tears I never had before, driven a darkness over me. Clouds are gathering over my head that chill the day and hide the sun. Shroud the night when day is done, driven a darkness over me. Rain is falling on the meadow where once my love and I did lie. Now she is gone from the meadow. My love, goodbye. How I wish your heart could see how mine just aches and breaks all day. Come on back and take away driven a darkness over me. Come on back and take away driven a darkness over me.
Hey!
I told Mary about us, told her about our great sin. Mary cried and forgave me, and Mary took me back again. Said if I wanted my freedom, I could be free evermore. I don't want to be, and I don't want to see Mary cry anymore. Devil woman, don't be. Devil woman, let me be. Leave me alone, I wanna go home. Mary is waiting and weeping down in our shack with the sea. Even after I've heard her, Mary's still in love with me. Devil woman, it's over. Travel no more by your choice. I don't wanna stay, I wanna get away, woman, let go of my arm. Devil woman, don't me. Devil woman, let me be, and leave me alone, I wanna go home. Running along with the seashore, running as fast as I can. Even the seagulls are happy, glad I'm coming home again. Never again will I ever cause another tear to fall. Down the beach I see what belongs to me, the one I want most of all. Devil woman, don't me. Devil woman, let me be, and leave me alone, I wanna go home. Back home tonight, there'll be no room for tears in my bedroom tonight. Carmen's coming back home tonight. As I stand here, I notice my hand here is trembled as never before. My feet feelings I can't hide. Resistance has all died of pride. We'll rush outside the moment she walks through the door. The lips that have kissed her, that's loved her and missed her. Our lips that have cursed her at night. In anguish and torment I've cursed, and the night went from darkness till dawn's golden light. I thought of just taking these two hands and breaking the body I'm waiting to touch. I find while I'm waiting there's no time for hating while anticipating the woman I've wanted so much. I placed pretty flowers to brighten the hours. I've put brand new sheets on the bed. I'm nervous, I'm trembling, recalling, remembering the way that she tosses her head. I've given much thought to the fact that I ought to have more control over my life. How can I fight it? How can I deny it? There's no way to hide it, the love that I have for my wife.
Coming up next, Marty Robbins, Porter Wagoner, Mel Tillis, Billy Swan, and Kris Kristofferson in concert. But first, this message. English country music fans who attend the Wembley Festival are fascinated with the American West. Lots of folks who attend the festival come dressed as Indians, cowboys, and gunslingers. Many even wear six guns and chaps. In fact, the number of gunslingers wandering around the Wembley Arena make the OK Corral look like a Girl Scout picnic. It's like a Saturday night saloon scene from the Old West. Uh-oh, there's some of the boys letting off steam now. Fortunately, their guns are loaded with blanks. And now, here again is Marty Robbins.
To the town of Alva Free, rode a stranger one fine day. Hardly spoke to folks around him, didn't have too much to say. No one dared to ask his business, no one dared to make a slip. The stranger there among them had a big iron on his hip. Big iron on his heel. It was early in the morning when he rode into the town. He came riding from the south side, slowly looking all around. He's an outlaw loose and running, came the whisper from his lip. And he's here to do some business with the big iron on his hip. Big iron on his hip. Big iron, he's here to do some business with the big iron on his hip. Big iron on his hip. Been one hill after another. blind, then Lord, one by one. But this time you gave me a mountain. A mountain that I made ever climb. It isn't a hill any longer. Tired of the grief and the strife, tired of working for nothing, tired of being my wife. She took my one ray of sunshine, she took my pride and my joy. She took my reason for living when she took my small baby boy.
Hey, thanks. Now, you see, I want to do another song. The only reason I did that song is because it was written by one of the greatest writers living. I wrote it. You see.
I did. I ain't kidding you.
Well, like I said, I wrote the song, and a guy by the name of Presley recorded that song, see? And to me, he was the greatest rock and roll singer that has ever lived or will ever be. Now, but I recorded the song that he did. Now, when he was first getting started, you see, he had this song. It didn't do too much for him, but I liked the song real well. And I said to myself, I said, hey, I said, what? Yeah. I said, you ought to do that song. I said, okay, I think I will. So, the song really, it didn't do too well for Presley, but it was a...
That's all right, Mama. Anyway.
don't go away. There's more of Marty Robbins coming your way on the International Festival of Country Music after this word. Let's return now to the music of one of country music's legends, Marty Robbins.
Now, here's a song that I want to sing for all of you. I don't know why.
I don't know why I love you like I do. I don't know why I just do. I don't know why you thrill me like you do. I don't know why you just do. You never seem to want my romances. And the only time you hold me is when we're dancing. I don't know why I love you like I do. I don't know why I just do. Above the desert floor, I see it there below. A city with a legend, the West Texas city of El Paso, where long ago I heard a song about a Texas cowboy and a girl. In a little place called Roses, where he used to go and watch this beauty world. I don't recall her singing a song, but I recall a story that I heard. And as I look down on the city, I remember each and every word. The singer sang about a jealous cowboy and the way he used a gun to kill another cowboy, then he had to leave El Paso on the run. El Paso City, by the Rio Grande. Cowboy lived and rode away, but love was strong, he couldn't stay. He rode back just to die in that El Paso sand. El Paso City, by the Rio Grande. I try not to cross my mind, but still I find there's such a mystery in a song that I don't understand. My mind is down there somewhere as I fly above the badlands of New Mexico. I can't explain why I should know the very trail he rode back to El Paso. Can it be the man can disappear from life and live another time? And does the mystery deepen cause you think that you yourself lived in that other time? Somewhere in my deepest thoughts, familiar scenes and memories unfold. These wild and unexplained emotions that I've had so long, but I have never told. Like every time I fly up through the heavens and I see you there below, I get the feeling sometime in another world I lived in El Paso. El Paso City, by the Rio Grande. Could it be that I could be the cowboy in this mystery that died there in that desert sand so long ago? El Paso City, by the Rio Grande. A voice tells me to go and see.
Another voice keeps telling me maybe death awaits me in El Paso. El Paso City.
Stay tuned for more of the best in country music with Porter Wagoner, Mel Tillis, Billy Swan, and Kris Kristofferson. Recorded live at the International Festival of Country Music. The excitement at the International Festival of Country Music continues as the crowd awaits Porter Wagoner, Mel Tillis, Billy Swan, and Kris Kristofferson. Let's go to the stage now for more great music recorded live in London. Let's make him welcome, ladies and gentlemen, from the Grand Old Opry, Porter Wagoner.
High on the mountain, what do you see? Bear tracks, looking back at me. You better get your rifles, boy, before it's too late. The bear got a little pig and hit it through the gate. Oh, he's big around the middle and he's broad across the run. Running 90 miles an hour, taking 30 feet a jump. He'd never been caught, he ain't never been treed. Some folks say he looks a lot like me.
Hey, Blues!
Hey! Up my money and I bought me some bees. They started making honey way up in the tree. I chopped down the tree, but my honey's all gone. Old Smoothfoot's done made himself at home. Oh, he's big around the middle and he's broad across the rump. Running 90 miles an hour, taking 30 feet a jump. He'd never been caught, he ain't never been treed. Some folks say he looks a lot like me.
Here's our keyboard man.
Ow!
Right.
Winter's coming on and it's 20 below. The river's froze over, so where can he go? We'd chase him up the gully and run him in the well and shoot him in the bottom just to listen to him yell. Oh, he's big around the middle and he's broad across the rump, running 90 miles an hour, taking 30 feet a jump. He'd never been caught, he had never been treed. Some folks say he looks a lot like me.
I'm gonna stop rambling, gambling, staying out late at night. I'm gonna go home where I belong, and I'm gonna act right. Well, today I got a letter from my wife and her lawyer friend. She said she knew everything I'd done and about every place I'd been. She said she had a whole lot of pictures of me on a dance hall floor. If I didn't think that was enough, she'd dig up a little bit more. I'm gonna stop rambling, gambling, staying out late at night. I'm gonna go home where I belong, and I'm gonna act right. All right, Bruce.
All right. Oh.
She's riding nervously and slowly took a peek. The money that she was asking for, I'd have had to work a 10-day week. Boys, you know that I'm not afraid. I've always been pretty tough. Now, honey, don't you know I still love you? Tell me, why do you play so rough? I'm gonna stop rambling, gambling, staying out late at night. I'm gonna go home where I belong, and I'm gonna act right. I'm gonna stop rambling, staying out late at night. I'm gonna go home where I belong, and I'm gonna act right.
We're back. backstage with Porter Wagoner. You've been, I guess, considered, I guess, in some circles, it would be kind of a very attitude-wise, like a renegade or a maverick, having the courage and the conviction to bring someone like James Brown on the Grand Ole Opry. Who would ever imagine 20 years ago James Brown on the Grand Ole Opry? But you accomplished it. You were responsible for that.
Well, you know, I guess you would say maverick or being brave or something, but things that would help country music, Lee, I am really for. The great station in New York has been a great thing for country music. It gives us extra exposure that we never would have gotten in that area. Well, I felt like this would do that for the Grand Ole Opry, having James Brown, the king of soul music. This man is a legend in soul music. Having him on the Grand Ole Opry would gain us worldwide publicity. It would cause people to notice us that never would have before. So I felt like it would be great and very healthy for the opera to have him. And it was. Gosh, he tore the house down, and he's such a great man. And I'm proud that, but it was a little...
risky?
It was, yes. It was risky.
Thank you.
Said goodbye to me this morning with only these words to explain. You say you found someone you love better, but I still hear your voice call my name. Still feel this way. Your voice seems so close, but I knew that by now you were many miles away.
We'll be going backstage to talk with Porter Wagoner about his first meeting with Dolly Parton right after this message. Star of the Grand Ole Opry, Porter Wagoner shared some of his thoughts with us backstage at the Wembley Arena in London.
You've been responsible for helping an awful lot of people get started in what has become a very big career, who started with Porter Wagoner and the Wagon Masters. And I guess one of the classic examples of people like Norma Jean, who went on to a very big career. And
well, that's true. And, of course, Dolly Parton.
Well, I was just going to talk about that. Do you remember the first time you met Dolly? What was your impression?
Well, when I first met Dolly, I was impressed by her looks, you know, because she's a beautiful lady. But I was even more impressed by her talent as a writer and as a... really, her originality of her voice and so forth, those were actually the things that sold me on her, because there's a lot of beautiful girls that sang, and I was impressed by her writing, her attitude, her being from the country, and being a real person that I knew people would like on my TV show.
Here's a song that I recorded many years ago, and it sort of helped get me started in country music. I hope you might remember it. It goes like this. How many times have you heard someone say, if I had his money, I would do things my way. But little they know it's so hard to find one rich man in him, but the satisfied mind. Once I was waiting in fortune and fame, everything that I dreamed for to get a start in life's game. Then suddenly it happened, I lost every dime. But I'm richer by far with a satisfied mind. Money can't buy back your youth when you're old, or a friend when you're lonely, or a love that's grown. The wealthiest person is a pauper at times, compared to the man with a satisfied mind.
Another guy that I didn't actually start in the business. I did in a certain way because he worked 2 years for me. And I'm the guy that got him started to talking on stage because he never would do that before, is Mel Tillis.
That's right. He attributes a lot of his success to working with Porter Wagoner and the Wagon Masters.
Well, Mel, I feel like I helped his career a lot because Mel is a beautiful man, and he was a writer at the time. He worked for me. And he wouldn't say anything on stage. He never would talk.
Was he conscious about the stuttering?
Oh, yeah, very much. And he would sing one song right after the other. He never would say, hello, I'm glad to be here, or anything. And I got him on one night when we were on tour to talk to the audience. I said, Mel, if you'll just be honest with them, they'll love you, man, because no matter if you're just genuine, go ahead and stutter where you need to, you know? Well, he did, and he just knocked the audience out, man. He'd done like a couple of encores, and he couldn't believe it. Then that became a part of it.
Thank you.
Carroll County's pointed out as kind of square. The biggest thing that happens is the county fair. I guess that's why it seemed like such a big event, what we all call the Carroll County accident. The wreck was on the highway just inside the line. Walter Browning lost his life for a time. It seemed that Mary Ellen Jones would surely die. She lived long enough for her to testify. Now Walter Browning was a happy married man, and he wore a golden wedding ring upon his hand. But it was gone, nobody knew just where it went. He'd lost it in the Carroll County accident. The Carroll County accident. The old hometown looks the same as I step down from the train. There to meet me is my mama and papa. And down the road I look, and there runs Mary, hair of gold, lips like cherries. It's good to touch the green, green grass of home. Yes, they've all come to meet me, arms are raised, smiling sweetly. It's so good to touch the green, green grass of home. The green, green grass of home.
Thank you. Thank you. You're wonderful. Thank you kindly. I brought a lot of friends with me over on the trip, and they've had a great time here too. I've answered a lot of questions today. We had a great time meeting with all the press. And Mervyn Kahn is such a great man, great promoter. He does everything just real first class. And that's why I brought my bright, shiny suit. A lot of people ask me about this suit. It actually cost $5,400 for just the coat and the pants. I probably got the raggediest underwear on of anybody in the band up here, I imagine. That's awful, man. Yeah. Pardon me? Oh. All right. Here's a song that I guess everybody nearly has recorded. I'm happy I had the first record on this and was a big hit. I hope you'll like it. It's one title. You can sing along with me if you'd like to on it. It's called Y'all Come. All right?
When you live in the country, everybody's your neighbor. This one thing you can rely on. They'll all come to see you. Never, never leave you. Saying y'all come to see us by and by. Y'all come. Y'all come. Oh, you all come to see us when you can. Y'all come. Y'all come. Oh, you all come to see us down there.
All right, Bruce. You're doing good.
Coming by the dozen, eating everything from soup to hay. And right after dinner, they ain't looking any thinner. Here's what you'll hear them say. Y'all come, y'all come. Oh, you all come to see us when you can. Y'all come, y'all come. Oh, you all come to see us now and then.
All right, the clavinet, boy.
Grandma's a wishing they'd come to the kitchen and help do the dishes right away. But they all start leaving, even though she's a grieving. You can still hear Grandma say, y'all come, y'all come. Oh, you all come to see us when you can. Y'all come, y'all come. Oh, you all come to see us now and then. Oh, you all come to see us now and then.
We're backstage with Porter Wagoner after an exhausting performance in his first appearance at the International Festival of Country Music in Wembley, England. And Porter, it's a long way from Nashville to London, England. What did you think of those fans out there?
Oh, I think they're tremendously. This is a, it's been a fantastic experience for me. I've never been to Wembley before, never been to England before. And gosh, the people over here are, they're unreal, you know.
Is there a difference from playing the Opry and playing Wembley as far as the fans are concerned? What was the noticeable difference, you thought, in the audience reaction?
I tell you what, the fans here remind me of country music fans a long time ago at the Grand Ole Opry. They are just so enthusiastic. You look out over the audience and you can just see faces looking at you that reflect, we're so glad to see you, you know, and that's a beautiful thing to happen. And of course, needless to say, I was just overwhelmed by the reception, with the standing ovation, the encore, and the people have just been beautiful to me. After 25 years in country music, this has been one of my biggest thrills. It really has.
Oh, Mama, I'm excited. I'm almost out of breath. What I saw like to make me run myself to death. I was on the mountainside when I looked down below. Glory be, I thought it better come and let you know that we got company coming, we got company coming. Company's coming up the road. They're down the road about a mile, they'll be here in a little while. There's company coming up the road.
All right, Bruce.
Thank you.
the hen house and wring a neck or two. We'll have chicken and dumplings and some yaller gravy too. Grandpa gets you fiddle down, they might want a tune. Everybody hurry, cause them folks will be here soon. We've got company coming, company's coming. We've got company coming up the road. Land of Goshen's Isle Isle, they'll be here any minute now. There's company coming up the road. Oh, we've got company coming up the road.
Coming up next on the International Festival of Country Music, the man who was convinced by Porter Wagoner to talk on stage, the great Mel Tillis. But first, this message.